The House Budget Committee voted 20-14 on Thursday to advance a $95 billion package called Reconciliation 3.0, clearing the way for up to $12 billion in fresh aid to farmers. Democrats offered 14 amendments, all shot down along party lines, including one from Rep. Jimmy Panetta of California that aimed to repeal Trump's global and targeted tariffs. Panetta argued the tariffs have pushed the effective rate to 11.8% and cost the average household up to $940 a year, saying the $12 billion only papers over bad trade policy rather than fixing it. Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas fired back that past leaders were weak on enforcing the China deal and had been scanned for decades. So tune in to hear why this fight over your farm aid is heating up as new tariffs on 60 nations and a 25% hit on Brazil alone. The House Budget Committee on Thursday advanced a $95 billion concurrent resolution, dubbed Reconciliation 3.0, that would allow the House Agriculture Committee to increase the federal deficit by up to $12 billion to distribute aid to farmers. Democrats pushed back on the reconciliation package, offering 14 amendments, all of which were rejected, as was the full package, along party lines. The final vote was 20-14. Rep. Jimmy Panetta, Democrat from California, proposed an amendment that would repeal the Trump administration's global and targeted tariffs. Specifically, it would eliminate the worldwide 10% tariffs imposed under Section 122 that replaced the administration's initial global tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or EEPA. The Supreme Court ruled against those tariffs in February. The SEC 122 tariffs are set to expire July 24, Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is readying levies on 60 nations ranging from 10-12.5% under Section 301 for forced labor violations. While that investigation proceeds, USTR decided Wednesday to impose a SEC 301 tariff of 25% on Brazilian products that will take effect July 22. Americans are being crushed by rising costs of housing, healthcare, food, and fuel, which have only gotten worse since this president took office, Panetta said. Ideally, the budget should be an opportunity for us to reassert Congress's control of the power of the purse. Panetta's amendment said the administration's trade policies have increased the effective tariff rate to 11.8% and have cost the average household up to $940 annually, shrinking the size of the economy. The amendment further said that it would require the wealthy and corporations to pay their share, a move that could include rolling back the tax cuts in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Farm country increasingly is relying on ad hoc assistance due to unsteady trade, dangerous weather patterns, and economic harm. This resolution allows up to $12 billion in assistance for farmers, which merely compensate for the consequences of bad trade policy, Panetta said, adding that reconciliation doesn't address the underlying cause of farm instability. Chairman Jody Arrington, Republican from Texas, pushed back, saying the Biden administration had failed to follow through in implementing the first Trump administration's Phase 1 agreement with China. He was weak on enforcing the China trade deal, Arrington said. Arrington also said many of former President Joe Biden's trade policies built off of Trump's SEC 301 levies. I think Trump upended conventional thinking on free trade, where we have been naively accepting the premise that as long as we're getting cheap stuff, then it's free trade and it's good for the American people, Arrington said. Meanwhile, we've been scammed and cheated and had unfair practices perpetrated on us for decades, and it has put us in a big hole.